starting on Peitas Amar Aleph, two lines from the top. The Gemara is in the midst of a difficulty. Difficulty is like this. Five people brought up a Korban Pesach, and we found afterwards in their skins got mixed up, and one of them was found to have a mum in it. So we know one of them is Pasul. And yet the Gemara went on and said they're all Patzer from a Pesach Sheni. The Gemara asked, one of them wasn't a good Pesach. How could it be that they're all Patzer? So the Gemara says, because it's not possible. And the Gemara is going through different examples of why it's not possible, and that's where we are right now. The last possibility we had was let each one of them bring up a Korban Pesach and a Shlamim. And therefore they all make a Tanai, each one, all five of them. If mine was the one with the moon, then let what I'm bringing up be the Pesach. If not, let it be a Shlamim. They all bring up a Pesach and they make the Tanai of it should be a Pesach or a Shlamim. The problem of it is because the Shlamim, you have to bring the Chaz and the Shuk to a Kohen. And that's where we are right now. We're in the midst of, why is it that all of them, someone wasn't Yotzi or Korban Pesach, and yet we're trying to find a scenario where we can help this guy out. So we just said this idea, that since there's a Chaz and a Shuk of the Kohanim, you can't stipulate that this should be a Pesach or Shlamim. So the Gemara has an idea. Second line, second word on the line. V'neiti kol chad v'chad kohen v'hadei. So bring a Kohen with you, and then stipulate. And therefore the Kohen, his portion can be the Chaz and the Shuk, and you don't have a problem. So if you're going to bring a Kohen like that, hi Kohen, hey Chidami, what kind of Kohen, what's his status? Didi Avid Pesach, if he already bought a Pesach, well one of these five are going to be a Pesach. If he already did a Pesach, Dilma hi Pesachu. Maybe the one that he's going to be eating is a Pesach, and he can't eat it. But if the Pesach nachal shelo minoy, we're going to find that it's going to be eaten. Someone who's not going to be counted underneath it. But since he's already yotzi his first Pesach, we're dealing now with the Pesach sheni. This animal over here, one of them is a Pesach. Perhaps this is the one he's eating right now, and he won't be yotzi. The lo avi Pesach, and if he didn't eat a Pesach yet, dilma shlomim. So maybe he's eating the shlomim who. For lo avi Pesach. So if each one of them brings a Kohen with them, one of them, some of them, either they're not Yotzi the Pesach, and maybe they're not going to be Yotzi the Pesach now, but it's going to be a Shlamim, or maybe he was Yotzi the Pesach, and it's not. So we don't know what to do over here. So Neiti Kol Chamesh Echad Kohen. All five of them come together, they bring one Kohen. So each one's bringing up, each one stipulating that if mine was the one that was fine beforehand, the four people are fine, then there should be a shlomo. The one person saying that if mine was one was a mum, then this one should be a Korban Pesach. One out of the five should be a Korban Pesach. They take one Kohen between the five of them that wasn't Yotzi. You take Chad Kohen Delo Avid Pesach. The Nimnei Ilvai. And you make a condition. Sorry. The Nimnei Ilvai. And you all count them with it. Now again, what are we going to have now? Ahani Chamesh Pesachim. You have one Kohen now with five offerings. He wasn't Yotzi. For sure, one of the five that he's going to eat is going to be the Pesach. The other four that he eats, just make sure he's eating the Kozer and the Shuk. So what's the difference? If it's a Pesach or a Shlami, one Kohen, he's got a lot of meat to eat, but he should be Yotzi. Right? This should be a good answer. The Manashach. The Manashach. Ikechad delo avid Pesach, the kainasik pe. There is one of them that didn't have a Pesach done with it. The kainasik pe. He's going to be Yotzi with it. So this should be a good Eitzah over here. Right? We got the Eitzah, all five of us bring up. We're stipulating we have one Kohen that's with all of us. For sure, the Pesach, he'll eat. And the other five, that's a din of a shlum, you had a problem with the Kohen has to eat the shlumin. So he can eat with all, he can eat all of those also. What's the problem? Ela mishum dekaimim mayit biyachilat shlumin. You're coming to minimize the eating of a shlumin. Meaning a shlumin, you have more time to eat than the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach in the morning, you already have to burn it. The shlumin, you have more time to eat it. Over here, we have all five of these. One of them we know is the Pesach. We don't know. Therefore, the next morning, we're going to have to burn all of them like a Pesach. Even the Shlomim. So over here now, we're burning the Shlomim as Nosar the next morning while it was still possible to eat. And that's called being Mamayit Pechilat Shlomim. And we don't want to do that. The Ilu Pesach, that when it comes to a Korban Pesach, Liyom V'Laila, and in the next morning, you have to burn it. The Ilu Shlomim, L'Shnei Yomim V'Laila Echad. It's two nights and one day. So we don't want to put in a situation where we're going to burn Kachim early, when it's still possible, four to the five can still be eaten. What did I say? Two days and a night. Sorry. Thank you. That's why you're here. Make sure that this time of the morning. Rashi. V'naite kol chad v'chad minayu chad kohen v'nimne a pescha. Take each one of them, one kohen, and count them on his Pesach. Hakosinen v'naite kulu chamesha chad kohen t'lo avik Pesach v'nimne b'hadi kol chad v'chad. All of them, all five of them, take one kohen. That didn't do it. To a manushach. One of them is going to be Yotzi's Pesach, and he's going to eat all this meat. And he said the problem of this answer is you're coming to minimize what should be eaten with the shlamin. You can only eat it in the day and the night, which is really the night over here, and then you're going to burn it. And we know four of the five of them are shlamim. Adayin enu nosa, it's still not nosa. V'nim tzarif kodshim ksherim. You're finding you're burning the next morning four behemoths that are kodshim, that are ksherim. So again, we're in this situation that we don't know what to do. Someone was not yotzi the korban Pesach, but there's no possibility to bring up. So v'naitin moser ha-Pesach. A moter ha-Pesach. What is a moter ha-Pesach? It's a new thing. Let's say a family put aside two animals for the Korban Pesach. Happens. Sometimes you put aside extra. This animal has a din called the Moser Pesach. Or someone one year took some money aside and said, this is the, I took aside $2,000 and said, this is for the Korban Pesach. And that year there was a large supply, and each Korban Pesach cost $1,000. So he has an extra $1,000. With that money, or the extra animal that they purchase for the purpose of Korban, is called a Mosar Pesach. On one hand, you can't eat it as your Korban Pesach, because you can't have two Korban Pesachs for one person. But on the other hand, it has the dinim of a Korban Pesach, meaning it's treated not like shlamim, but like a Korban Pesach, that you burn it the next morning. So if the whole problem before was you're burning kachin, you're burning shlamim too early, so let him find five Moser ha-Pesachs. We have now these five animals. They're all burnt the next morning. We took care of the problem. If your whole problem, you have a mayit shlomim, take care of it with the Moser. Nicely, Moser ha-Pesach. The Nema. Now all of them say, E.D.D. Baal Mum, if mine was the Baal Mum, and I wasn't Yotzi Korban Pesach, Haiti Aiti Hashta, Nahavi Pesach. The one that I'm bringing now should be the Pesach. E.D.D. Tam, and if mine was the unblemished one, the one that was fine during Pesach Rishon, who? Nahavi hu di'ayte hashta shlomim. It should be shlomim, but shlomim of a noser Pesach. The mota ha-Pesach, an extra Pesach, necha liyom v'layla echad. Oh, beautiful. We took care of it. The Gemara answers, no. You know what the problem with doing that is? Ki mafrishim techila lemosos? What, you're going to litchat chila make four motos, four extra Pesachs? You're going to create a situation of it? We don't do it. We don't create a bidyevit situation litchat chila. So the Gemara says, nitrichu v'naitei motei Pesach. So go be bothered, go around and look around and find. Don't create one, but somewhere in Klal Yisrael, it happens. But every year, somewhere in Chalisrael, we'll find the extra ones. Oh. Now that's the problem now. So now we have an Eitzah. Let them find the situation of five Moter Pesach. They all bring it up and they all stipulate. and they all have a Kohen with them. So you have this, they have one Kohen that's with them, five animals that are brought up. The Kohen that night has to now eat at least a kizayit from each one of them, but the chazan, the shuk, the Kohen is eating all this food, and you burn it the next morning, and it shouldn't be a problem. Here's an Eitzah. Because let's not forget ourselves, when someone doesn't bring a Korban Pesach, it's in chorus. It's a mitzvah aseh that has chorus with it, right? Two mitzvahs in the Torah, two mitzvahs that have chorus. Bris Milah and Korban Pesach. So this guy is really in a jam over here. We really want to help him out over here. We're trying, and you know, it says, come on, how far are you going to go over here? Five motis in the Kohen, stick letting, yes. Tell about a fellow Yudas and who's in a very difficult situation over here, we'll do it. So right now, this is the Yates of the Gemara. Rashi, V'naiti moti ha-pesa, mitchila so yitnu alav im shalitam, ha-yizeh. So right from the beginning, you stipulate with it. If it's mine, was the unblemished ones. Harizayeh motzei Pesach. This should be just a motzei Pesach. Shehu karav shlamim. It's a shlamim. Ruka Pesach. It has dinim. It's a shlamim, but it has a din like a Pesach. Shenecha liyom v'layla. It's only eaten in the day, and the night burnt the next day. Tachi tani b'tosefta d'zvachim u'mishani. Oh, the boy's going to give the answer. The answer was, oh, mishani. Ein mafrishim korim mitchila l'shem noser. You cannot do this l'chadchil. You cannot create a Moser Pesach. Sheheish yechal liyot Moser Pesach. V'hari shem Pesach lo chalalav. L'chadchil is create a Moser Pesach. The shem Pesach won't fall on it. Mi'olam. Shari zeh kevo yatze. So v'natricha v'naiti v'moter Pesach. Yivakshu anashim. Find people. Shinotvo lehem Pesach chai. That they had a Pesach chai. In Ma'ot Pesach, Lehem Pesach Chai, or Ma'ot Pesach, you find five people that either had a live Korban Pesach that was extra, or a Ma'ot of Pesach that was extra, to Yichumehem, and take from them the Behema, the Itna Kol Chad, and everyone make the Kenai tonight, Al Shalom, to Im Shali Balamum, Hari Zeh Pesach, Vim Lav, Hari Zeh Kemod Shuhu, Moser Pesach, Shlami, Venechal Yom Velayla. Oh. So, what's the problem with this? Remember, the Gemara said there was no possible situation. So, we keep on bringing out a possible situation. The situation over here is Ela Mishum Smicha. It's a problem of the Smicha. Because a Shlamim has to have Smicha done on it. And a Pesach, you're not allowed to do Smicha on it. Right? Rashi. First the Gemara, sorry. Te'ilu Pesach lo poi Smicha. When it comes to a Korban Pesach, you don't need smicha done on it. That's the pressing your hands down on its head. The ilu moter, but if it's a moter, which is really now a shlamim, boy it's smicha. Rashi, boy it's smicha. The yefshar l'smoch al zeh, shema Pesach. And now over here, it's efshar, it's impossible to do it. Because perhaps it's the Pesachu. The chai avid avoda b'kotchim. You're not allowed to do any avoda b'kotchim. And leaning on it, especially with all your strength, which is what smicha is, where you can't do it, just stop kachim, unless it has a din of smicha on it. So what we're going to do over here, we have these five animals, you're going to take them, either you don't do smicha on it, and now you're not doing smicha on a shlamim, or you do smicha on it, and you're doing a smicha on a Pesach, which you're not allowed to do. So v'hatina korban anashim. This answer is only good for a korban of a men that needs smicha. Korban Nashim, there's a gzeris, a custom that smicha is only on the korban of a man, but not on the korban of Nashim. Korban Nashim, ma'ikal emeimar, what do you have to say? This is a good eitzah. What's the eitzah again? Take five moter Pesach, stipulate on it, one of them will be a good Pesach, the other five will be shlamim, have a kohen that's eating from all of them, burn them in the next morning, and make sure that these moters that you found are from Nashim. Five ladies somewhere around that had extra money, or they had an extra animal, and that should take care of the problem. Ela mishum matanot. Problem is the sprinkling. Oh, you're right. Up until now, it's not a problem. The problem is sprinkling. Why? Because the Korban Pesach in the base of Migdash, the blood is handled differently than a regular shlami. The ilu Pesach matanecha. When it comes to a Pesach, you just do one. Sprinkling on the Mizbeah. Ve'ilu shlamim shtayim. Shehem arba. You have to do two. So there's a difference over here. So what are you going to do with all the flood? Are you going to pour it twice on the Mizbeach or once? So the Gemara asks on that. Might nafkamina. What's the big problem? Hatanan, we have a Mefarsh Mishnah. Kol hanitanim ala Mizbeach hachitzon shenetana b'matan echad kater. If you have to do the sprinkling on the Mizbeach, and we have to do two, which is really four. How do you do two, which is four? You do on the corners. If you only did one, it's kafir. It's fine. It's not a problem. So you know what you do now? We have, again, this motor with your kohen, five of them with the kohen, and you don't do, which is from nashim, and what you do is you do the sprinkling like a korban pesach, and you're going to be yotzei. Ella, what's the problem? Mishum de'ilu pesach b'shvicha. The difference is another difference between the sprinkling. When it comes to a korban pesach, they pour it on the corner. The ilu shlamim bezrika. When it comes to shlamim, they throw it. Oh, so what are you going to do now? Are you going to throw it or are you going to sprinkle it? And again, we say my nafkamina. Hatanya, we have a brisa. Kol netanim bezrika shenetanim bezrika yotze. You're still going to be yotze over here. B'di'evid, but at least if you do it in shvika, you'll be yotze. So the Gemara is really has a solution. Let's see what the solution is. We take five extra korban pesachs that are left over that have to be burned 9 in the day of an isha. Have a kohen with us. Have him eat from each one of it. Sprinkle once and pour it on the mizbeach. Oh, let's find it and do it. That's what the Gemara is coming out with right now. Let's see Gemara Devashi up until now. Korban Nashim, the low boy is smicha. This is the Gezer Sakasa. Pesach v'shvicha, v'nachas. You pour it gently, mina mizrak, lekiyar mizbeach on the tzad mizrak, yeneged ha-yisod, t'nafkalan matan dam, the Pesach mo, mivadam zvachim yishpa. Which is supposed to go within the second zvachim, you stand from afar and you throw it, while the korban pesach is standing close and just pouring it. When it comes to sprinkling with the finger, that we all know from Yom Kippur, right? When we have the musaf Yom Kippur, we take the finger, we split. That's a chata. The tzipa bi etzva. But when it comes to the shlaming, it's thrown from a distance. And when it comes to Korban Pesach, it's poured up close. About the Kolshar Korbanos, Vizarko Ksiv, it says, throw it. Vizari Kineged HaKeren, that's Kineged the Keren, Shal Adam Nitein Lekir, Miarvi the Kodromi, to the west southern wall, and then the northeastern wall. Oh, so what do we do now with this situation? It seems like we got a great plan, and we could all bring up. So the Gemara answers, Eime dekai aminan di'i avid. All these things are didi'evid. Meaning, if you happen to pour it and not throw it, if you happen to do it once and not twice, everything was didi'evid. L'tachila nami? Is why she says bitnia? We're going to allow such a situation like this. L'tachila? No, absolutely not. And therefore we have a situation of five people that got their skins mixed up, and we saw a mum on one of them. We're not going to bring up anything, knowing everybody is basically, they're not fine, one of them isn't, but no one has to bring up a Pesach Sheni. Now, there is an incredible difficulty with this Gemara. It's unbelievable. The question's unbelievable, and the answer's unbelievable. What did we just say over here? We have a person for sure wasn't Yotzei Korban Pesach. That means one of these five has a din chorus on him. We're not dealing with small averas over here. And we're saying because of litchachilas and bidiyevich, we just put out a situation. It's possible to help out this fellow guy. All five of them are suffic chorus. And because of bidiyevich and litchachilas, we're going to say, forget it. Don't do anything. No, it's unbelievable. Tosfot, you got to see this Tosfot inside. Tosfot hani mili diyavit. Jump down two lines into it. Vitema. It says Vitema. A tema from a Tosfot means these are very difficult questions. because maybe it will be a noser, or mishum smicha. Because remember the korban shlamim, the first answer we had before we had to go through all these things, a korban shlamim. The problem was it's going to be you're going to burn noser, or mishum smicha to lo mi atva or lo yasem matanu kil chasam mikanis liat liday sotik kares. It's a bitmiah over here. It's a wonderment. This poor guy wasn't Yotzi's korban pesach. Yeshlomar, this answer is unbelievable. Yeshlomar, the tov sheyitcha safik koris b'shavi al tasa. It's better let someone be a safik koris and don't do anything. Mimash yaser rubam shaloka hogan than having a lot of people doing something not properly, even though no one did an issur over here. It's all for the effort. Better to have a situation of a shavi al tasa, someone messing up, than doing things shalom kahogin ki kavar ruban asa pesach, because the majority of them, four of them, did their pesach. And if we start doing things not l'tchachila, it can be, as the mafreshim bring down over here, a kilkel. You can start having problems. People are going to see people are in the base of Mikdash. Hey, wait a second. Why is he doing it once? He should be doing it twice. Why is he sprinkling and not pouring? And all these things look funny. Better not to have mistakes later on by the Rabbim than someone having a issue like that. Unbelievable. I saw it. Ellie, you like this question? They asked, based on this, the big Yisrael, better to have things, even though it's better done, they asked the question, what's better on Shabbos? Person has to go to the hospital. Should he pick up the phone, call an ambulance, have someone who's Jewish, he's in the middle of his davening, he hears his little things, he's got to run out, miss the davening, go starting up, all these things going on, or let the firm person go on a bus. Right? Let's say the bus is running on Shabbos, or a train. Let's do it. Right? Again, Lidka, and he has a chofshi. Right? He didn't do any Yisro over there. And with the ambulances, all these Yisro going on. But what's the problem of going a frum person going on a bus on Shabbos with the Chofshi? Besides the Chilul Hashem, people are going to start seeing, hey, look at this. Something like this is Mutter over here. And it's a Chilul Hashem over here. The issue comes now that many people, you're doing something Shaloka Hogan. Maybe one way, it's kind of similar to this case, Rav Zilberstein brings this down. Very similar. The case over here, someone is going to be over in the Sakaris over here. Nope. That's a little different. But don't do it. Better to have a situation where someone's going to be over and doing things, problems, than the possibility of Kilkulim going on over here. It's a tremendous Yisod in this Tosfot. That's the reason why we don't take a bus?
Just go on
a what? Ah, okay. In the event the buses do run on Shabbos, better to take an ambulance in it and not to have people think that from people are riding on buses. Tremendous you sowed from this Tosfot. I'm still amazed by it.
Worth it, five people, because it said 10 people.
Yeah. Then, I'll tell you what the problem is. What happens if it's two people? Two people. The skin's got mixed up now. We're not dealing with Rove, right? It would have been now this question in Tosfot would be one person at the Suffolk chorus. And one person won't be doing Kahogan. Right? That was a question that was brought up, a difficulty. This one was talking about where the majority of them, and Tosfot brings that into Yesod, better one person be a Suffolk Kurish than all these people doing Shlok Kahogan. No questions brought down like that. Tzarech Iyun, they come out. What should be in the Gemara? Okay, let's see the next Gemara. Mishnah. Haomer Lubanov. Guy says to his Bana, he wants to. Most fathers do. He wants his children to get excited about mitzvahs, so he thought of a great chinuch idea. He says, "Hare shochet at a Pesach. I am shechting the Pesach al mishial and mitam rishon liYushalayim. Whoever's first to Yushalayim is going to be the one who's going to be zochin the Pesach." Kids hear this? They start running over here. He wants the kids to get to Yushalayim fast. Kevan shehachnis harishon rosho v'ruvo, when the first one. I mean, it's a tight race over here, and normally in secular society it's the nose that wins, but according to the Chazal, it's the head and the majority of his body that has to win. It's not by the nose. Okay? Zalcha bechelko, he is Zalcha, he wins, it's his Korban Pesach, or Mizaka et Echav Imo. And his brothers are now Zalcha with him. Ah, so you see over here, this is all after the Shechita, and now whoever gets up first is going to be Zocher. Great, our child that we're dealing with all the time. Shema Mina, what do we see from here? Yesh Breira. More of this sugya. We see Breira. Because the first one that got the father shechted it, whoever's going to get up first. Now, later on, the first one that comes up retroactively, the Korban Pesach was his. And we answer, no. Omer Rav Yochanan, no, this is what's Kedei Lazarus. It wasn't a real thing over here. It wasn't that this was a brave with it. Whoever gets up first is really going to get it. He was trying to encourage his children for mitzvahs over here. Kamar. That's what he's doing. V'dayk inami, and we'll prove it, being medayk from the Mishnah. Tikitani u'mezaka echav imo. His brothers are going to be mezaka with him. They also get the Korban Pesach. So it's not a case of Breira, because the father, when he shechted it, had in mind for everyone to be part of it. What's the proof? The brothers who weren't first are also going to be with it. Rather, he was doing it to be mezaka to them. The oldest one is now called, it's his Pesach, but everybody else is with him, because the father had in mind when he did it. Rashi, with the Mishnah. Amish yala mashma she'enu mimeno alav. It's mashma, the lashon of the Mishnah, that the only one who's going to be counted is the one who's going to be first. The Gemara Mefarsh, Heichi Mitmanim. It's going to be the next Gemara. Let's just see the next Gemara before we see this Rashi. Via Mark Bishlama De Aminu Mikara. So we have to say, it's only good, this idea that the brothers are part of the Korban Pesach, if he appointed them, if he assigned them part of this Pesach, Miyakara, Shafia. Aliyah, Marta, Lo, and Minahu, Miyakara. If it wasn't at the time of the Shechita, only the one is going to be first. Levatat, the Shachit, Mikai, Mitmana. Is it possible that the brothers are going to be counted? Vahaitanan, we have a Mishnah. Nimnim, Umoshchim, Yedehem. A person can be appointed as part of the Korban Pesach, and he could remove himself from this group of the Korban Pesach, mimeno ad shvishcha. Meaning you could only be appointed of the Korban Pesach until you do the Shechita. Shema mina. It was Shema mina. On that, there's no question about it. The father did this to be mezarit in mitzvahs, and not, it wasn't a real case that they were going to, whoever gets it is really going to get it. Rashi again. In the Mishnah, Mizakir Echavimo, Bikumar Mefar Sheikhi, Mitmani, or Mitart, Teminu Avon. The father really appointed the Mikara. Okede Lazarzam, in order to encourage them in mitzvahs, Kamar, she is Dariz called Echavliot Rishon. In order that they should rush to get to Yushalayim. Teihu Voshli Echav. She is Kual Yedei, and therefore he will be the Rosh, the head, for his brothers, and all the others are going to be thrown back in, or the Yam. That's the case. Because the whole idea was only one is going to get it. That's the mashmaot. No, it's kidei lizarzim. The kulam imanu alav. All of them were really appointed part of it. Bein rishon bein achron. Tanya nami hachim. We also have a brisa like this. An interesting case in the Gemara. Hayam maisa. There was a maisa. The kadmu benos lebanim. And he said, whoever goes up first. And lo and behold, the girls, the daughters, got there first. So they all went beneath them. The nibs of the notes result, the notes are quick, ubanish falling, and they are the lazy ones. Now I look for Perushim on this matter in five. Ten lachakam viachimot. The whole thing was to encourage them in mitzvahs. If someone has a nice shalom that I'd like to hear, I can think of one, but I'm sorry. Next Mishnah. Liolam nimnim alav ad shiyabo kizayit. Always you could add people to your Korban Pesach as long as you're a kizayit l'chol chad v'chad. You keep on adding more people until nimnanu moshkim. You could count people on your Korban Pesach, or one can withdraw at yedehem imenu, and they could withdraw from this Korban Pesach until you do the Shechita. Once you do Shechita, you're part of this Korban Pesach, or you can't be counted with it, and you can't withdraw. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ad Sheyishchav Ked Adam. Rabbi Shimon is going to say, and the Gemara is going to establish, this is not on the counting, being part of it, it's called on withdrawing. You could withdraw until they do the Zvikat Adam. My Kamash Milan, what's the Kiddush of the Mishnah? Hi Kamash Milan, the Alpha Gav de Imni Alav Chabor Zu, Choser Benimno Alav Chabor Acher. What's the Kiddush of the Mishnah? The Mishnah is telling us a Kiddush. That let's say we have 20 people under this one Pesach. Before you do Shechita, all 20 of them can remove themselves from this Korban Pesach, and 20 others can be counted on it. That's the Kiddush. Why is that a Kiddush? Rashi is going to bring down, this is a Shita, we're going to see in the next parak, which is Rabbi Yehuda, Shita's Rabbi Yehuda in the next parak, that someone from the original group has to remain under that Korban Pesach. Not everyone can withdraw from it, someone has to remain. Rashi in the Mishnah, Nimning Harvotzim Limnoti, Nimshachim Harvotzim Limshach, someone wants to withdraw, Achi Yishchat, Aval, from the time that it's shechted, you can't count anymore. Can't get any other people underneath it. The ain moshkimimena, and you can't pull out. The filu of Rebbe Shimon, and even Rebbe Shimon, the colleague in the Mishnah, the Yoma Ach Yisrof, who mocking the limshok. It's only going on withdrawing. Who the pligia val the limnot moda, but he's also going to agree in the counting, being part of it. Right, the Gemara, the Alpha Gav, the Nimni and the Love Chabor, Zu Chozera, the Nimni and the Love Chabor Acher, Kola Chabor Shleimash Nimnu Ala Pesach, Echad Yimshachu, Yimshachu Kulam. According to the Chiddush of a Mishnah, all of them can pull out Yedehem Imenu, or the look of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chiddush of this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Tiyom in the Kamar of Perak Misha Hayatame, Ubivachia Chad Mipnei Chabor Rishona Kaimala. He holds that at least one of the original members have to be part of it. Gemara. The Gemara says, Nimni Momoshim et Yedeim Ad Shishchot V'choli, the Machloket of Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. Ome Abaye, Machloket Limshok. The Machloket is only withdrawing from it. The Rabbanim Savrei, because they hold from the Pasuk Miyot Meseh, it says you have to be from the Seh. Mechayote the Seh. All the time the Seh is alive, you can pull out. Once it's not alive, when is it not alive? At the Shechita. For Rabbi Shimon Sover, when it says, Miyot Meseh, Meviyate Deseh, from as it's still called a Seh, it's still called a Seh, until you do the Zrika, and then it's completely finished with, it's a voda, it's in a new status. Aval Limnot, so that's Rabbi Shimon, that's where they all come from, that's why it's a Machloket, they learned the Pasuk differently. Of a limnot, but to be counted on, we are called ad shiyishkar. Everybody holds until you actually do the shechita. Yom ekrat is the pasuk says with miksa nafasho. Fahad it says techasu. According to the neshamas, it says techasu. Techasu is the lashon aramaic of shechita. People learned targum. You see that it's whenever it has the lashon shechita, it's a lashon techasu. Tani Nami Haki, and we also have a Braisa that says exactly this, even though the Mishnah wasn't like this, and the Baya had to make the Chiluk. Tani Nami Haki. Tanakama says, Nimni Vumoshki Met Yedeim Imenu Ad Shiyishchat, that's Shita's Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, Nimni Ad Shiyishchat, you can count until you do the Shechita, Vumoshki Mal Ad Shiyishrach Adam. It says in the Forsh, a Braisa, you can withdraw until they do the spilling of the dam. And the Gemara explained it's all Gezeres of Kassos. They're arguing how to read the Pasuk. Rashi, Abaye says, and it's also collaborated by a Braisa, Machloket Limshach. Behai de Ka'amar Rabbi Shimon Ad Shizach. When Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah, it only means until you are sprinkling. Im Yimat Abaye, this is the Rashi to bring down the full Pasuk. In bold in Mayat Limshach Meot Meseh, this is the whole Pasuk. If you're coming to be Mayat and to pull out from the Seh, Beyon Hayoto, it means Mehayot while it's still alive, Mechayot, which is Tanakama, or Mehayot Leseh Yitzmaitu, or while it still has the status of the Seh, which is until it does the Zrik of the Dam. Mechayot, Beyoto, Mechayot means while it's still alive, Mehayot, they call them Gamma Vodaso, while it is until we finish its Avoda.
As part of the Sphira that the Gemara could have said.